When we began Space News 9 years ago in 1989, the world and range of space activity were quite different than they are today. There was a Cold War, a Berlin Wall, and a new president's promise to lay the groundwork for the return of human activity on the moon and the first voyage of astronauts to Mars. Satellite communications was the only successful commercial space business, and in some ways that's still true, although it's changing quickly, but only a small fraction of the payloads that were launched each year were commercial. I remember all this well because we looked 10 years ahead in 1989 and predicted a robust 10% annual increase in government spending on space programs, and we thought that was the basis for a great business plan. Within a few months, the world changed rather quickly. The Berlin Wall fell, and so did space budgets start to fall slowly throughout the decade. So as everyone here knows, things 9 years later are quite a bit different than they were 10 years ago. So with that proviso, I tell you our job is going to be to try to look ahead into the next decade and perhaps the next two and give you an idea of what we think is going to be happening in space and in three areas, and they've just been chosen arbitrarily. There's so much going on, but I've tried to divide them into satellite communications and other satellite services, robotic space science and exploration, and human spaceflight. It's not easy to look ahead even a couple of years. As IAF President Carl Deutsch noted in his opening address to the Congress on Monday, the theme selected 2 years ago, Pacific Rim, a rapidly expanding space market, seemed an obvious choice 2 years ago, but an ironic one today given the economic downturn in the region. Yet despite the temporary financial troubles that have spread even to the other hemisphere, the demand and indeed the urgent need for satellite services in this region is nearly insatiable. The most serious issue facing government and industry are lowering the cost of those services so they can begin to address this pent-up demand.